Welcome to Making a Difference, episode 21, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman versus Traitor in Chief Trump. I'm Eric Rossley. Thanks for joining us for our 21st episode of Making a Difference. And thanks again to Dayron Arias down in Florida, my producer, and weathering the storms out here on the East Coast as we see our first tropical storm of the year headed toward our area. And everybody will be aware of that. First of all, I'd like to say for Making a Difference, thank you so much to our platforms. A new platform we have this week, iHeartRadio. Thank you so much, iHeartRadio. People listening on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and of course through Twitter and Facebook. Thank you very much for all our platforms helping us get the word out. And our top five countries this week has been pretty stable. The United States continues to be number one, which we would always hope since we're here. Canada number two, Australia number three, Germany four, and the United Kingdom number five. Again, a big bonus for us is having all the listeners in other countries. We thank you also and welcome to the show. Now this week, we have so many topics every week to discuss, but we wanted to go back. I wanted to go back specifically and talk a little bit about the biggest scandal of all for this administration. Now, the COVID-19 disaster, the pandemic, week by week, we're going to continue to update it. Things have been looking grim. We're in early August now. Today's August 3rd. And the numbers, over 150,000 dead in the United States now. States like Florida and Texas, these Sun Belt states, these Republican-run states, have seen a total disaster, as you would expect from governors who don't know what they're doing, such as the lovely Governor DeSantis of Florida that we talked about last week. But we want to go back and talk a little bit about the scandal, which Ronald Reagan, I'm sorry to say, is turning over in his grave. I was never a huge Ronald Reagan fan, but this is the scandal of Donald Trump and his administration selling out to Vladimir Putin and Russia. We're talking this week about Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Now, we did talk about him before in many episodes. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman is a decorated war hero, 22 years in the military. He is retired because he cites the campaign of bullying and intimidation by Donald Trump. Today, specifically, we're going to talk about his column in the Washington Post, which just ran a couple of days ago. But let's talk about Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. So you don't remember who he is. He's an Army officer who played a high-profile role in President Trump's impeachment proceedings, and he retired over the military over alleged bullying and retaliation by the president, his lawyers said. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who served as national security aide at the White House until early this year, and his brother, who also was in the White House, were escorted out thanks to Donald Trump and his campaign of intimidation. He was up for promotion to colonel. He has a number of different awards, including a Purple Heart, by the way, for his combat role. Quote, unquote, through a campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation, the President of the United States attempted to force Lieutenant Colonel Vindman to choose between honoring his oath or protecting his career, between protecting his promotion or the promotion of his fellow soldiers, his lawyer said. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's patriotism has cost him his career. Now, we reported on this before that the Lieutenant Colonel was no longer going to be serving thanks to Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump is indeed not just Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, but there's a number of people in the military, an elite corps of military leaders who have left the military, have left serving our country and the government because of Donald Trump. One of them was former Defense Secretary James Mattis, a warrior revered by his troops, who told Americans they must come together without the president. This was just a couple of months ago in early June. James Mattis said, Donald Trump is the first president in my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people, does not even pretend to try to unite the American people. That's coming from another revered military person. Now, the editorial was in the Washington Post just the other day on August 1st, and it's truly one of the most stunning pieces you're ever going to see written by a person in the military. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman wrote it. But first, I wanted to play a little clip and hear a little bit from the Lieutenant Colonel. And this is coming to us, by the way, from the Lincoln Project. So let's hear that right now.
It was improper for the president to demand an investigation into a political opponent. It would undermine our Ukraine policy, and it would undermine our national security.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman escorted out of his job and off the White House grounds.
Vindman complied with a House subpoena, told the truth as he saw it, and last week was fired from his National Security Council job, even being ignominiously escorted from the White House grounds.
As a decorated wounded war veteran and Purple Heart recipient, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman was asked to leave for telling the truth.
I'm not happy with him. You think I'm supposed to be happy with him? I'm not.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman.
President Trump is sending a signal that the Pentagon should look into disciplining Vindman.
We send him on his way to a much different location.
Dad, I'm sitting here today in the U.S. Capitol. You made the right decision 40 years ago to leave the Soviet Union and come here to the United States of America in search of a better life for our family. Do not worry.
The military can handle him any way they want.
I will be fine for telling the truth.
Okay, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, and again, thank you to the Lincoln Project. They are a group of people who are doing some amazing ads. It's actually a group of Republicans who have decided that even they can't stand Donald Trump. Keep in mind, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, did not serve in the military, did not serve in Vietnam because of bone spurs. Bone spurs, which was typical of any rich boy who didn't want to go over and risk his life serving in Vietnam and sending all the working class boys and young men over to Vietnam to die. Donald Trump didn't lift a finger, didn't do anything. None of his family, by the way, has served in the military. He's got no history of it. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, however, received not only a Purple Heart, but the Army Commendation Medal, awarded for consistent acts of heroism, the Army Achievement Medal with two oak leaf clusters, awarded for meritorious service or achievement, and the Valorous Unit Award, awarded for extraordinary heroism in action against an enemy of the United States. That's the person that was mistreated, not just mistreated by Donald Trump and his henchmen, but constantly Republicans talking down to him. He was testifying at the impeachment hearings. And we had people like Devin Nunes, Republican from California, just tearing him apart. This is a man who served this country and is a hero to this country for his service. And the Republicans now have decided that Donald Trump is above him. So the editorial, and this again is from the Washington Post. This is from Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. One of the key witnesses in the trial against traitor Trump wrote, quote, after 21 years, 6 months, and 10 days of active military service, I am now a civilian. I made the difficult decision to retire because a campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation by President Trump and his allies forever limited the progression of my military career. At no point in my career or life have I felt our nation's values under greater threat and in more peril than at this moment. That's this moment right now, folks. Our national government during the past few years has been more reminiscent of the authoritarian regime my family fled more than 40 years ago than the country I have devoted my life to serving. Now, since his testimony, Vindman was denied a routine promotion through the military ranks after White House officials dug up dirt on him and passed it along to the Pentagon. The dirt they dug up, by the way, was 100% false, like everything else Donald Trump does, lies about a patriot, about a man who gave his blood for the United States of America against a president who is not only a traitor and kisses Vladimir Putin's ass every chance he gets to, but never served, none of his family served in the military, had anything to do with serving our country. So that's what happens to Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Quote, our citizens are being subjected to the same kinds of attacks tyrants launch against their critics and political opponents, wrote Vindman. Those who choose loyalty to American values and allegiance to the Constitution over devotion to a mendacious president and his enablers are punished. The president recklessly downplayed the threat of the pandemic, even as it swept through our country. Now, there's a lot of different issues here that Lieutenant Colonel Vindman is talking about. Number one, he, at the impeachment hearing, when he's talking to the House impeachment trial, and remember, Donald Trump was impeached by the House, but the U.S. Senate didn't convict him simply because the Republicans refused to have any witnesses. We have to keep reminding people time and time again, there was no Senate trial, no legitimate Senate trial, because there was no witnesses, because the Republicans, with a 52-48 majority, basically covered it up and decided that they were going to do whatever it took to protect Donald Trump, the traitor, over the United States of America. More from Colonel Vindman from his editorial. The economic collapse that followed highlighted the growing income disparities in our society. Millions are grieving the loss of loved ones, and many more have lost their livelihoods while the president publicly bemoans his approval ratings. I want to mention this past weekend, today's Monday, August 3rd, just the last couple of days, while we are in a state of national emergency because of the COVID-19 pandemic, this fat idiot president was out on the golf course again, playing golf again, out there without just a worry in the world. This is the president of the United States, folks. That's what Lieutenant Colonel Vindman is talking about. Quote, the experience has been painful, but I'm not alone in this ignominious fate. The circumstances of my departure might have been more public, yet they are little different from those of dozens of other lifelong public servants who have left this administration with their integrity intact, but their careers irreparably harmed. Keep in mind the Republicans, Mitch McConnell. We talked about Devin Nunes. We talked about the Republican governors like Abbott in Texas, Governor DeSantis in Florida. We talked about Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, who's running for re-election and hopefully will lose in his Senate bid to again be re-elected. These are all people who have decided time and time and time again that Donald Trump, for some unknown reason, is number one above everything, above their state, above their country, above their family, above the people they serve. So keep that in mind as we go along. We can't forget what the Republican Party represents and what they're doing to this country, thanks to Donald Trump. And we can't forget that as of early August, we had this pandemic going now here in this country for at least 5 months heavily. As of early August, the Republicans are still defending Trump and kissing his ass every time we turn around. It's really, really amazing. More from the Lieutenant Colonel. During my testimony in the House impeachment inquiry, I reassured my father, who experienced Soviet authoritarianism firsthand, saying, don't worry, I will be fine for telling the truth. Despite Trump's retaliation, I stand by that conviction, even as I experience the low end of my career. I have also experienced the loving support of tens of thousands of Americans. Theirs is a chorus of hope that drowns out the spurious attacks of a disreputable man and his psychopaths. So this man takes a lot of guts, even now, even when he's retired from the military and left the military and left the government, it takes a lot of guts to speak out against Donald Trump because he is still, unfortunately, president of the United States, but it's also an important voice. I urge you to go to the Washington Post online from August 1st and get Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's editorial and not only read it, but spread the word, because this is exactly, worded so perfectly, much better than I could ever do, exactly what this administration has done to the United States of America. And finally, from Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, America has thrived because citizens have been willing to contribute their voices and shed their blood to challenge injustice and protect the nation. It is in keeping with this, that history of service, that at this moment, I feel the burden to advocate for my values and an enormous urgency to act. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, again, is a hero to the United States of America, and even more of a hero for writing what he wrote in the Washington Post on August 1st. We have to listen to the people who have served under the worst president in the history of our country. And we have to understand, it's not just going to end and he's removed from office. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Making a Difference. I'm Eric Crossley. This is episode 21, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman versus Traitor in Chief Trump. I want to play another clip now where we hear a little bit more. This is from the testimony that happened just a few months ago, less than a year ago, actually. The House impeachment inquiry, Lieutenant Vindman testified. You could tell he was very nervous when he testified, but he did come out and again say time and time again how this president and this administration have betrayed the United States of America. And he's being questioned here by Representative Himes of Connecticut. So let's go. This is courtesy of CBS. Let's go listen to the clip.
Lieutenant Colonel, you previously testified that you've dedicated your entire professional life to the United States of America. Colonel, above your left breast, you are wearing a device which is a Springfield musket on a blue field. What is that device?
It's a combat infantryman's badge.
How do you get the combat infantryman's badge?
You have to be serving in a brigade and below a tactical unit. That means a fighting unit, frontline unit, in combat.
Under fire.
Correct.
You're also wearing a Purple Heart. Can you tell us in 20 or 30 seconds why you're wearing a Purple Heart?
In 2014, in the ramp up to probably the largest urban operation in decades outside of Fallujah, we were conducting a reconnaissance patrol in conjunction with the Marines, and my vehicle was struck by a improvised explosive device that penetrated the armor.
Were you injured?
I was.
The day after you appeared for your deposition, Lieutenant Colonel, President Trump called you a never-Trumper. Colonel Vindman, would you call yourself a never-Trumper?
Representative, I'd call myself never-partisan.
Thank you. Colonel Vindman, in your military career, you've served under four presidents, two Democrats, and two Republicans. Have you ever wavered from the oath you took to support and defend the Constitution?
Never.
Do you have any political motivations for your appearance here today?
None.
Colonel Vindman, multiple right-wing conspiracy theorists, including Rudy Giuliani, have accused you of harboring loyalty towards Ukraine. They make these accusations based only on the fact that your family, like many American families, immigrated to the United States. They've accused you of espionage and dual loyalties. We've seen that in this room this morning. The 3 minutes that were spent asking you about the offer made to make you the Minister of Defense, that may have come cloaked in a Brooks Brothers suit and in parliamentary language, but that was designed exclusively to give the right-wing media an opening to question your loyalties. And I want people to understand what that was all about. It's the kind of attack, it's the kind of thing you say when you're defending the indefensible. It's what you say when it's not enough to attack the media, the way the ranking member gave over his opening statement, or to attack the Democrats. But it's what you stoop to when the indefensibility of your case requires that you attack a man who is wearing a Springfield rifle on a field of blue above a Purple Heart. I, sir, thank you for your service and yield back the balance of my time.
Okay, we want to thank Representative Himes, by the way, from Connecticut, because he was one of the Democrats on the committee there that was able to bring us back to reality. Keep in mind, and again, we're going to pound this all the way through November and make sure that everybody remembers the Republican Party and what they now represent. The party that represented the United States of America and the flag and patriotism. Back in 1984 with Ronald Reagan, everything was about patriotism, serving the country. The liberals, the progressives were against the United States. We're left-wing, we're pro-Russia. How have things have changed now? In that testimony right there, we're hearing from Representative Himes, and he's talking about what Lieutenant Colonel Vindman received, the combat infantryman's badge for being under fire, the Purple Heart, where he was injured in battle for the United States of America. He served under four presidents, and he never wavered in his patriotism to the United States of America. The question we have to ask ourselves between now and November 3rd is, if somebody is voting for Donald Trump, what country exactly are you supporting? Because it's not this country. It's definitely not this country. and it's almost definitely Russia and Vladimir Putin. People's patriotism needs to be questioned now in the Republican side and on the right-wing side. And in that questioning, Representative Hines talked about Rudy Giuliani. Another piece of work, the president's lawyer, and we've gone through Rudy Giuliani time and time again, questioning the loyalties of the lieutenant colonel, questioning the loyalties of people who have served the United States of America and spilled their blood on the battleground. That's the kind of people who work for Donald Trump. I want to personally, and on behalf of the show, and on behalf of every red-blooded American, thank Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. I served in the United States Air Force for 4 years. I did not serve in combat. My father served in Korea. He was in the Korean War. I had a great uncle who died in World War I. I have a lot of people in my family who served in the military, but you don't have to have family or have served in the military to be patriotic. What you do have to have is a devotion to the Constitution of the United States and to everything this country stands for, and that's what we don't have with Donald Trump and the Republicans. Now, I wanted to go back, because we have so much information every week, we have to go back and reiterate some of the quotes and some of the things we've heard. This comes to us from a previous episode from Davis LaPlante, a former Department of Homeland Security official in the Trump administration. He's talking about Donald Trump. Quote, he's never at fault for anything. It's Dr. Fauci's fault. It's China's fault. It's Obama's fault. It's always someone else, somewhere else. He doesn't want to hear the bad news. He doesn't want to take responsibility for the bad news, and he wants to gloss over it and change the subject. That does a disservice to the American public, who need the facts and the straight truth about what's going on. And we've seen that lately. Amazingly, 3.5 years into this administration, President Trump and his cronies are still blaming President Obama for what's going on. He hasn't been president since 2017. 3.5 years of the worst years in the history of the United States, mostly thanks to Donald Trump. It's not Obama's fault. The COVID-19 pandemic, President Obama had nothing to do with that. Remember when Donald Trump thought he didn't know what COVID-19 stood for. It was discovered in 2019. That's the reason it was called COVID-19. Trump wondered what happened to the other 18. That's how stupid this person is. That's how stupid the person that was elected president thanks to the Electoral College is. Time and time and time again, we see it, we prove it week after week. I ask you, especially American citizens, but people anywhere, because we have social media now, please spread the word. If somebody's still thinking about voting for Donald Trump, I encourage that person to consider rescinding your citizenship, because you don't belong in the United States of America, period. Now, we wanted to go back and talk a little bit about some of the other fun things previously said by Donald Trump. And this is, again, because we're talking about how much Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin are best friends and lovers and continue to be to this day. May 21st, Trump said, quote, Russia and us, meaning him, have developed a very good relationship. As you know, we worked on the problem together. I think we have a very good relationship with Russia. May 30th, Trump postponed the G7 summit and reopens his calls for Russia to be reinstated into it. This president, time and time and time again, has stood by not our allies, not Germany, not the United Kingdom, Canada, all the countries you might think he might support, Japan. Nope, it's Russia. That's who Donald Trump supports. If somehow he won this election again, then you can count on this country will be completely sold out to Vladimir Putin. And it's not an exaggeration. Now, this comes to us from BBC News. Intelligence officials reportedly gave the information to the White House about what happened with Russia. And to reiterate what we talked about in the last few weeks, Russia, Vladimir Putin, basically offered the Taliban and paid the Taliban to kill American soldiers. Donald Trump talked with Vladimir Putin just about a week and a half ago and never once asked about it. So that's the thing we have to keep talking about, too, is that this president has not just sold out the country to Vladimir Putin. He sold out our soldiers and their blood to Russia and Vladimir Putin. Now, intelligence officers reportedly gave the information to the White House about Putin paying off the Taliban to kill American soldiers with a bounty. But again, the White House press secretary said the president was not, quote, personally briefed on the matter. He wasn't personally briefed on the matter. Russian interference in the 2016 elections happened. Trump said during a 2018 meeting with Putin, he believes Putin's claims he did not meddle in the 2016 election, contrary to the findings of U.S. intelligence. So, when are Republicans going to actually sit down and say, you know what, maybe for once, we're going to listen to U.S. intelligence and not believe Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin? But the Republicans are still doing that, folks. Listen to what they're saying. And now we have just came out yesterday, Mitch McConnell's decided that, well, maybe some of the Republicans are, you know what, we don't have to stand by Donald Trump anymore. Maybe we should cut loose of him and go a separate way. Guess what, Mitch? It's too late for that. It's way too late for that. You sold out your country time and time again for Donald Trump. You specifically, in the United States Senate, decided not to even have a real trial. Decided that Donald Trump, well, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and vote to acquit him without having a trial in the Senate. The third time a president's been impeached in the history of this country, and the only time that we did not have any witnesses in the U.S. Senate. This was a president who was impeached. And Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate, now they have blood on their hands, because not only all the people who died of COVID-19, because the president continues to have no plan, by the way, and goes out golfing on the weekends, while one American every second, according to what the CDC said, is now dying from COVID-19. One American every second, and this fat-ass president is out on the golf course just biding his time like he's on vacation. Stunningly unbelievable, folks. Even the Republicans are starting to question, you know what, well, maybe we shouldn't have stayed with him all this time. And then, of course, over the last few days, we had the president, as he does on Twitter so many times, coming out and saying, maybe we should postpone the election because of voter fraud, which doesn't exist in any manner of any significance on either side. But the only voter fraud we've seen lately is on the Republican side. The president decided we're going to postpone the election. He can't do that. Even the Republicans are saying, no, that is unconstitutional. That's not going to happen. November 3rd is the day we're waiting for when he is defeated at the polls. What we have to be careful of is what happens between November 3rd and January 20th, 2021, when President Biden is inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States. We have to worry what this moron can do. He still has his finger on the button, as they used to say in the old days. In other words, he has all the power still, folks. He can still do a lot more damage after he's defeated. And this is a person, a psychopath, a schizophrenic lying nut who's president of the United States and will have 2.5 months to do that damage. But between now and November 3rd, we are just going to talk time and time again, more and more and more about what this president has done and what he continues to do and all the blood that's on his hands. Keep in mind, folks, right now we are into this pandemic at least 5 months in the United States where it's been hitting heavily. And this president still doesn't have a plan. He doesn't have an idea of what to do. He didn't have an idea of what to do in the first place. He really didn't want to become president. He just likes having his face out there. He loves going on Twitter and wasting our time while people die. One person every second dies in the United States from COVID-19. And this idiot's on Twitter writing about just anything that comes into his little brain. He's out on the golf course, golfing, time and time and time again. This is the commander-in-chief. This is the traitor-in-chief, Donald Trump. And he is indeed a traitor, and he will pay the price for that when the time comes. In the meantime, we'll look forward to November 3rd and what we hope will be a resounding defeat of him at the ballot box. I'm Eric Crossley. Thanks for listening to Making a Difference. We'll be back again next week with episode 22. Have a great day.